Hi everybody, I'm back. We have chapter two of Well Will You, and also a quick reminder that Daddy Fellow is on his own Patreon page and has some other writings and things too, if you want to check him out and you really like these stories. All right, chapter two. Now, I think it's time a certain little girl got her huggies checked, Marcus said as he placed Emily on the floor and started to undo her shortalls. He started calling her diapers Huggies about a year ago. After hearing plenty of people in the ABDL community calling their diapers Pampers, he figured he would be a little different. Plus, in his mind, Huggies just sound cuter. Emily's face turned red as the word Huggies left her daddy's mouth. It was a combination of embarrassment and regression for her. He could put a passy in her mouth, call her baby girl all day, or put her in diapers. Nothing, however, put her into little space faster than hearing that diaper brand mentioned out loud. Once both of the shoulder straps of her outfit were undone, Emily took the outfit and slowly brought it down past her breast and down to her belly button. All the way down, sweetheart, Marcus told her in a no-nonsense tone as he took the denim from her hands and brought it down to her feet, revealing her thick diaper. The white plastic of the padding was an amazing contrast to her beautifully tan legs. The only white part of her infantile underwear, however, was the top half near the blue tapes. The bottom half was a yellow hue that gave away what she had done to her daddy. Reaching out and giving the swollen padding between his baby girl's legs a squeeze, Marcus looked at her and asked, "Well, well, what do we have here?" as he continued to probe the diaper. "Silly daddy, I went pee-pee in my diapy," Emily announced as if she was answering a question to a test. "Oh, okay. I just figured someone snuck up behind you and poured lemonade in your huggies," Marcus joked as he gave the diaper another squeeze. She replied with the most adorable giggles you could ever hear. "You're so silly, Daddy." "Daddies can be silly sometimes, too. Now, let's get you all fresh and dry." He picked her up and plopped her soggy bottom on the changing table, hearing the mixture of crinkles from her diaper and the plastic-covered pad of the changing table made a small smile appear on Marcus's lips. Just as he was reaching for the tapes, he noticed that his baby girl was just laying there. No passy, no stuffy, no nothing. "Well, this won't do," Marcus said in a disapproving tone as he walked over to the floor where Emily's shorts sat. She had a quizzical look on her face as she lay there, clad in nothing but a white t-shirt that did nothing at all to hide her full diaper. The look changed immediately when she saw him reach down and grab Cuddles from the floor. "Cuddles!" She almost screamed as she did the very thing every daddy would recognize, grabby hands. "Thanks, Daddy," Emily told her boyfriend with a smile a mile wide. "Of course, Princess, you looked really bored just laying up there. Every little girl needs her stuffy." Once she looked comfy with her stuffed bunny, Marcus grabbed the pacifier hanging from the clip on her shirt. "Open up, baby," he cooed as she, if almost on instinct, popped her mouth open and allowed the rubber nipple to invade her mouth. "Now let's get a certain someone clean and dry," Daddy announced as he gave his baby girl's exposed tummy a quick tickle. "I think you should start this time," Marcus told her as he reached for the first tape. "Okay," she told him as she waited for a second. Once she heard the rip of the first tape, she yelled out, "One!" "Good job, pumpkin," Marcus showered her with praise as he pulled the second tape free. "Two!" "Louder, Daddy," Emily smiled around the shield of the binky. "Three!" she screamed at the same volume as her last number. On the fourth and final tape, both Emily and Marcus yelled out, "Four!" He loved the tape counting game they played during change time. Just another small thing that put her further into little space and put him into daddy space. Pulling down the front of the yellow padding, he told her, as if she didn't already know, "Wow, someone made lots of peepees." As Marcus looked at her face, expecting to see a soft, blushing baby, all he saw was the back of Cuddles. She was so far into little space that she was paying no attention to Daddy or anything outside of her stuffy. This is exactly what he wanted this weekend to be, and a giant smile grew on his face as he got to work cleaning her up. All that came out of Emily's mouth throughout the duration of her diaper change was giggles, humming, and baby babble. She was making Cuddles do a funny dance on her tummy. She had a very short adult thought. Is this the happiest she has ever felt in little space? It has to be top two. But she didn't want to stray her thoughts from this moment now. "No more adulting," she whispered to herself. Just as Marcus was putting the final tape on, he heard Emily mumble something to herself. Must just be talking to her bunny, he thought to himself. All right, baby girl, all clean and dry for daddy, he announced to the room. Not sure if the baby girl had heard him in the play session she was currently in. With no response, he had an idea. Giving her padded crotch a couple pats with one hand and tickling her tummy with the other, he cooed. There, baby girl, your huggies are all clean and dry. Once she heard the word huggies, it was almost like her mind flipped a switch. She let her stuffed animal fall to her left side and she flashed a huge smile at daddy. Yes, clean diapy. It was the only thing she could say. That's right, princess, all clean. Now, we can have lots of fun until night-night time. Before playtime, though, I bet someone is hungry after eating nothing but snacks all day. Marcus asked, not really expecting an answer. He could read her like a pop-up book and knew she was hungry. Let's head to the living room so you can play a little bit while Daddy makes dinner. He picked her up under her armpits and placed her feet on the floor. Once her feet hit the floor, Emily had to adjust her gait to compensate for the thick padding between her legs. Since she did not watch Daddy put the diaper on, she had no idea how thick it actually was. Looking down at it, she saw another all-white diaper. While she did love looking down and seeing fun designs, something about a white diaper brought her back to her childhood, and that made her happy. As his little one was staring at the fluffy underwear taped around her waist, Marcus made quick work of taping her wet diaper in on itself and putting it in the diaper pail next to the changing table. Once he had put on some hand sanitizer, he gave Emily a couple pats on her tushy, taking her out of her diaper trance. All right, baby, let's go, he said as he let her walk ahead of him. Few things in this world would be more adorable than watching his princess walk with a diaper waddle. As Emily waddled her way down the hall, she looked behind her and noticed Daddy was lagging behind. Come on, Daddy, let's go, she commanded as she reached the end of the hallway. Marcus's heart could have melted right there. His little girl with her stuffed bunny in her right hand, a passy in her mouth, calling for him. Add in the toddler waddle and his knees were weak. With that look, she could be leading him into prison for life and he would have no choice but to follow. I'm coming, baby, was all he could muster. Once they got to the living room, Emily eyed the playpen. Not 5 seconds later, Daddy picked her up and placed her inside. You stay here, sweetie, while I go make some din-din for us, Marcus told her with a kiss on the cheek. Emily smiled as Daddy walked away. While he didn't have any diaper waddle, she still did like looking at his butt. Once he turned the corner into the kitchen, her focus turned to the toys in the playpen. The mesh floor was covered with toys ranging from blocks to rattles to more stuffed animals. There were even some Hot Wheels and Legos in the corner. Just as she was making a decision, Marcus walked into the living room. Sorry, sweetheart, I forgot to turn on some music for you. He knew she didn't like silence. Pair that with the love of her Disney music, and it was a match made in little heaven. Connecting his phone's Bluetooth to the sounds bar under the TV, he flipped to his music app and turned on her favorite playlist, Disney Hits. Once he heard Ariel singing, he smiled at her. That's much better, baby, as he walked back into the kitchen. Bobbing her head to the music, Emily gave a smile to her daddy and made the decision to play with the blocks first. It was almost like she had the entire alphabet in block form right in front of her. Looking at the block, she looked intently for the correct letters. One by one, she found what she was looking for. She smiled at the word in front of her, proud of herself for spelling it correctly. D-I-A-P-E-R. She went through all the baby words she could think of. B-O-T-T-L-E and C-R-I-B. Crib. Just to name a few. After about a half hour, Marcus had finished up dinner for both of them. He walked back into the living room and smiled as he saw her diaper bottom wagging back and forth to the music. Once he got to the playpen, he looked and saw Emily playing with the blocks. What are you spelling, baby girl? He asked as he tried to peek around her. She smiled up at him and moved her body to the side, showing the blocks spelling the three-word sentence that melted his heart. I love daddy. He had to hold back tears as he picked his baby girl up and placed her on his hip. Daddy loves you too, baby girl, more than you will ever know. Marcus choked out as he kissed her on both of her cheeks and on top of her head. Now let's get some nummies in your tummy, sweetheart, he said, with a tickle of her tummy as he carried her to the kitchen.